Help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise. Father all glorious, war all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come thou incarnate Word, gird on thy mighty sword, and our prayer attend. And thy people bless and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness on us descend. Oh, we say, all glory be to the Father, all glory be to the Son,
Welcome back to Revealing Better Results, the podcast where we analyze the pressing matters shaping our communities, businesses, and our lives. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as XRP Falcon. And I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode, 144th episode of Revealing Better Results. And, you know, today's show is brought to you by Black Star Fund, LLLP, and by Nexus by Black Star, delivering innovation and solutions as we navigate a rapidly evolving economy together. And I'll be right back with the intro and all the info on Revealing Better Results. Stay tuned in here.
Welcome to the XRP Blackstar Nexus, your ultimate destination for DeFi education and information. I'm XRP Blackstar Falcon, and I'm here to be your guide on this exciting journey. At the XRP Blackstar Nexus, we're more than just a platform. We're your partners in navigating the complex world of decentralized finance. Whether you're new to the scene or a seasoned investor, we ensure that your account setup is seamless and your strategy is solid. Our mission is simple: empower you with the knowledge and tools to make informed decisions and maximize the utility of XRP. From beginner tutorials to advanced trading strategies, we've got you covered every step of the way. So, if you're ready to elevate your DeFi game and unlock the full potential of XRP, join us inside the XRP Blackstar Nexus.
EPRN has the plugin for the new digital age of podcasting. Media couldn't be more exciting these days, with a wide range of podcasts with exciting topics to share on a wide variety of social media networks. EPRN can be heard on popular social media networks such as Facebook, Twitter, and the largest global business social network, LinkedIn. Tune in and tell your friends to join EPRN.us.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
And welcome back to Revealing Better Results Podcast number 144, episode 144. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as XRP Blackstar Falcon. And lately, I've noticed something in conversations with folks here in Charlotte and across the country. There's a quiet murmur in the air, a song, a plea, one that many of us know without even thinking about it. The song is Come Thou Art Mighty King. And maybe you've heard of it in church growing up, or maybe in passing on a Sunday morning drive, but these days, it's more than just a hymn. It's a reflection on where we are as a nation. It's as though the words are on repeat in people's hearts and minds. Come thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise. And that That is a cry for help and guidance. It's ever present, because right now we need it more than ever. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about why the song resonates so deeply today, especially here in Charlotte, North Carolina. As rents rise, inflation hits harder, and the sight of homelessness becomes all very too familiar. Let's face the facts. The economy is slipping. Every trip to the grocery store feels heavier and heavier on your wallet. Gas prices play this unpredictable dance that leaves us on the edge. And for these people out here who are renting here in Charlotte and cities across America, it's like we're watching numbers climb with no end in sight. And just a month ago, reports showed that rents in Charlotte are up nearly 7% year over year. And what's happening to the people who can't keep up? Well, you know what's happening. They're left scrambling, often pushed into difficult choices that lead to displacement or homelessness. And this, my friends, is where the cry for help and the words, "Come thou almighty King," those words just come alive. It's a human cry, a prayer asking for stability and intervention. I spoke with a few local community members over the past week, and their words echoed this very sentiment. How much longer can we survive in this economy? One woman asked me, and she's not alone. Small business owners, single parents, young professionals, everyone is feeling the squeeze. Nowhere is it more apparent than in the rising homelessness population. And in Charlotte, tent cities are forming under bridges, near train stations, and even close to bustling shopping centers. Families with children, veterans, people working two or three jobs. This isn't just statistic, it's a living crisis. Organizations like Roof Above and Hope Vibes are working tirelessly to provide relief, but the scale of the problem outpaces the resources that are currently available in the city and across the nation for that matter. And as someone invested in our community, I can't ignore it. We can't ignore it. The hymn reminds us of the strength in unity and faith. Father all glorious, or all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. It's that hope for something bigger to lift us through these struggles. A reminder that no one's journey is theirs alone. The question now is, what can we do? How do we move forward with resilience? Faith is part of it, the same faith expressed in that song. But action has to follow. We have opportunities to advocate for affordable housing policies, create innovative community programs, and push for sustainable change. Projects like our very own Black Star Fund LLP and Nexus by Black Star are steps in the right direction. Through creativity, collaboration, and belief, we're building frameworks that can help communities rise from these challenges. Whether it's providing resources for small businesses, finding new ways to invest in affordable housing projects, or delivering financial tools that make a real difference. The answers are within our reach. And so as we head into the rest of the week, I challenge you to think about what "Come Thou Almighty King" means to you today. What does it stir up in you? It's a call for personal change, a reminder to help others, or maybe just an anthem of hope in trying times. So what does it mean to you? I want you to reflect on that as the week goes on and into the coming weeks and for the remainder of this holiday season. Add this and combine all. Through this data, as I move among the displaced in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, I see an unusually high number of young people living on the streets. Ages range from 18 to 25 or 30 years old. Primarily, these are the young people that I see on the streets of Charlotte. And most have adopted a lifestyle that is unhealthy physically and mentally through drug abuse, and is psychologically damaging. Talking overload, and it's revealing a myriad of personality disorders that have emerged within these individuals. But PRN without the E, PRN inspires one another. We heal together and we use our wisdom to ignite social change. We are artists, parents, musicians, leaders, educators, hope inspirers, and recovery warriors. We are Promise Reach Network. And if you like, reach out to PRN. Visit PromiseReachNetwork.org and take a look at the services that they have available and valuable resources. Remember, this is a journey we're on together, and while the economy might feel unpredictable, our ability to adapt, to work together, and to lift each other up will make all the difference. I want to thank you for joining me today and listening, the listening audience. I want to thank you for joining in for Revealing Better Results podcast number 144. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, a.k.a. XRP Black Star Falcon. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Black Star Fund, LLLP, that's Black Star Fund, Limited Liability, Limited Partnership, and Nexus by Black Star. Stay strong, stay connected, and as always, keep revealing better results in your life and in your community. Have a great week, everyone.
In this glad hour, thou who almighty art.